Hello, and welcome to the Non-24 podcast series. Today, we'll be speaking with Joe Streche, a program manager for Career Connect, the American Foundation for the Blind's employment information resource for people who are blind or visually impaired. Joe will discuss career development tips for people living with Non-24. If you have any questions about Non-24, please call 855-856-2424 or visit non-24.com. But first, we'd like to provide a brief overview of Non-24. Non-24 is a serious chronic circadian rhythm disorder that affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. Most people have a circadian rhythm, or master body clock, that naturally runs longer than 24 hours. It tells you when to sleep, when to wake, and when to eat. However, because light is the primary cue that resets a person's clock to the 24-hour day, totally blind people who lack light perception are often unable to reset their body clocks. This causes the sleep-wake cycle to continually shift until it realigns with the 24-hour day. Some people are able to pinpoint patterns of good and bad sleep-wake cycles, while others cannot identify these specific patterns. Either way, these shifts in sleep-wake cycles result in periods of daytime difficulties, including the overwhelming urge to sleep during the day and nighttime sleeplessness, which can be a significant problem, particularly in the work setting. Now, Joe, what career tips do you have for listeners who may have Non-24 and are looking to create a flexible work environment?
Since people with Non-24 experience periods of nighttime sleeplessness and daytime sleepiness, it may be helpful to create flexible work environments that allow you to fit your schedule within your sleep-wake pattern, where you can adjust your hours and have the potential to work from home either a few days a week or full-time. Here are some examples of industries that tend to allow flexible work environments. The IT industry, consultancy, copywriting, transcription, research, and coding. More specifically, finding careers where you have the ability to take a break from your desk or computer during the day and pick up where you left off later in the evening may be better suited for people with Non-24. This allows those with Non-24 to rest and regain energy before completing their tasks, which is helpful when working to manage symptoms of the disorder.
Well, this is helpful information, Joe. Where can listeners go to research available job opportunities that might fit the flexibility criteria?
There are a variety of accessible career databases available to the blindness community. The American Foundation for the Blind offers the Career Connect web program for people who are blind or visually impaired, looking to obtain a job. The web program includes a lot of useful links to resources and job postings for the blindness community. It features detailed information for seeking jobs, preparing for interviews, and landing the perfect job. You can also explore the Job Seekers Toolkit, a free online employment course designed for job seekers who are blind or visually impaired. DisabledPerson.com is also another great website to find job postings and more. The website includes over 40,000 national and local job postings, with hundreds of new jobs posted each day.
Okay, are there any other strategies you recommend, Joe, for getting your foot in the door professionally?
Absolutely. Aside from posting your resume on career database platforms and responding to job inquiries, you should connect with professional organizations in your community and look to obtain volunteer work at nonprofit organizations. This will help you build professional relationships, improve your skill sets, and keep your resume up to date. Ultimately, networking both personally and professionally will provide you with more opportunities within the workforce and help you to stand out from others applying for the same jobs.
Do you have any other interview tips?
Of course. When scheduling an interview, ask to come in at a time during the day when you typically have the most energy. A helpful way to pinpoint times during the day when you have the most energy is by keeping a sleep diary to track your sleep-wake history. This will ensure that you're energized and well-rested. Another piece of advice, and maybe one of the most important pieces of advice that I've ever received, is to be confident with yourself and comfortable with who you are. Going into an interview with this confidence will change the mood of the room and help the interviewer feel confident in you and your abilities. Remember, you've already secured the interview. Now it's time to close the deal.
Well, Joe, what do you do if you notice non-24 is affecting your work performance?
If you find your non-24 may be affecting your productivity, you should speak with your supervisor about creating that flexible work environment. Be sure to discuss your strategies for managing symptoms of non-24. This will provide the company with assurance that you have a plan in place to manage non-24 and also balance your professional responsibilities.
Thanks, Joe. I'm sure our listeners really appreciate your thoughtful advice.
My pleasure.
To learn more about non-24, please call 855-856-2424 to speak with a health educator, or you can visit non-24.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Non-24 podcast series, and keep checking back for insights from physicians, life coaches, and patients about managing your Non-24.